Indonesian authorities are warning the death toll from the tsunami that hit the island of Sulawesi in Indonesia could rise into the thousands. At least 380 people are believed to have been killed in the city of Palu alone, with dozens more missing. Aid agencies are still trying to access some of the worst hit areas, including Donggala, a city of 300,000 people. The federal opposition is calling on the government to extend the Banking Royal Commission, arguing the inquiry needs more time to bring about genuine reform. The Commission handed down its interim report last week, its final report scheduled for release in February. Labor says despite more than 9,000 public submissions, only 27 customers have been called on to give evidence. 14 people have been injured and 6 arrested after Catalonian separatists clashed with police during protests in Barcelona. Tensions boiled over when separatists threw paint on a man who was part of another march in support of Spanish police demanding a pay rise. The clashes come just days before the first anniversary of the Catalonian independence referendum. And West Coast are continuing to celebrate the club's fourth AFL Premiership, with the team due to fly back to Perth today. The Eagles trailed for most of the game before getting on top in the final quarter, a Dom Sheed goal sealing the 5-point victory. And those are the latest headlines from ABC News.